Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hoo-ah!
Do you know what day it is?
It's Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
everybody!
Don't forget it!
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Why not?
Heart was ripped out.
On Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
I've had it with Valentine's Day.
Nothing makes sense on Valentine's Day.
It's not supposed to.
Anyway!
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
One more thing.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
Ah, yes it is. It is showtime here on V-Day. Well, we used to have VE Day way back when. We had VJ Day, victory over Europe, victory over the Nazis, that would be, victory over Japan. Today, of course, is just V Day, except, of course, if you are Muslim, because Valentine's Day is un-Islamic. Yep. Against the law, can't celebrate Valentine's Day in Islamic countries.
You're a loser!
Yeah, they miss out on all that candy, all those flowers. Well, in any event, here we go, getting underway. Hour number one, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. The entire crew, Bob and the Bobettes, at your service. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass. She will be screening calls today, pushing all the buttons, and making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, a little Annie back in the news center, keeping us up to speed with what's going on with, as Cleavon Little said in Blazing Saddles, what's going on in the clean world.
Sounds like a fun crew.
And it is a fun crew, and you were a part of it, and invited to take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. I guess in one sense, you would call this stunning news. But in another, you would say, yeah, suspicions confirmed. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe fired some time ago for leaking information to the press that should have been confidential and then lying about having done so. He now has a new book coming out, don't they all? You know, and they wrap themselves in this holier-than-thou kind of, well, we're the ones who are standing up for the Constitution and democracy and blah, blah, blah. And what does McCabe do? He's going on 60 Minutes to plug his book. Don't buy it. It's all a bunch of lies. And he admits that at the DOJ, or maybe it's a DOI under Obama, the Department of Injustice, that there were discussions. You may remember we heard about this months and months ago. There were discussions at the DOJ to use the 25th Amendment to attempt to remove a sitting president. Yeah. This is Banana Republic kind of stuff. You know, where the tanks roll through the streets and the army replaces whoever's in the presidential palace. Jeez. How low have we slunk? And these people all think that they're tremendous patriots. When in point of fact, they are co-conspirators in a coup attempt. 25th Amendment to the Constitution was designed so that if, a la Woodrow Wilson, the president had a stroke while in office and was incapacitated, that his wife wouldn't essentially run the government, which is what happened in the early part of the 20th century. You can look it up. It was not intended to give the DOJ or the FBI the power to remove a president. the impeachment process resides exclusively with the Congress of the United States, not in the Hoover Building or at DOJ headquarters. This is unbelievable. By the way, didn't Mr. Rosenstein, when he testified on the Hill before a congressional committee under oath, he was questioned about this? What about these stories we hear that Andy McCabe was in a meeting where using the 25th Amendment to remove the president was discussed? Rosenstein's answer? No. No. That's inaccurate and not factual. Well, wait a minute. Rosenstein says it never happened. And McCabe now says he did. It did happen. Seems to me that one of these individuals, if not both, is not telling the truth. In other words, is a bald-faced liar. Former FBI director, deputy director Andy McCabe says that after President Trump fired his boss, FBI Director James Comey, there were discussions within the DOJ about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. This guy is a lawyer and has risen to become deputy director of the FBI and doesn't recognize the fact that everybody who works in the executive branch, whether a cabinet member or an FBI director, serves at the pleasure of the president. And when the president decides it's time for your cardboard box in the parking lot, you go. Last year, the New York Times, that bastion of journalistic integrity, New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment. McCabe confirming the report in a new interview with 60 Minutes host Scott Pelley, who relayed what McCabe told him on CBS This Morning. There were meetings at the Justice Department at which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. In a statement released by the DOJ, Rosenstein said McCabe's account of a discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment was, quote, inaccurate and factually incorrect. Now, you know as well as I do who loves to tweet. That would be the president taking to Twitter. President Trump, disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax, a puppet for leaking James Comey. Inspector General's report on McCabe was devastating, part of the insurance policy, in case I won. Remember Strzok and Page talking about that. Many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left. McCabe's wife received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. She ran for a state office in Virginia. He gave Hillary a pass, talking about the email server. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Make America great again. Not with people like this in charge of the DOJ and the FBI. The discussions occurred between the time of Comey's firing in May of 2017 and the appointment 8 days later of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to oversee the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, of which there was none. Senate Intelligence Committee reporting earlier this week, no, there's no evidence. There's nothing there. We didn't find anything. Democrats and Republicans on that committee saying nothing there. According to the Times, Rosenstein also suggested that he secretly record Trump in the White House. So a guy who is the acting director or deputy director, I forget which he was at the time, it doesn't matter. He is talking about wearing a wire in the Oval Office against the President of the United States. Lock them up. Rosenstein disputed the account and a DOJ official said he made the remark sarcastically.
Only joking. Do people know a joke when you hear one?
But McCabe told Pelley Rosenstein's actions were not satirical. They were serious. McCabe, who was named acting director of the Bureau after Comey's firing, launched obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations into whether Trump obstructed justice by firing Comey. Again, I revert back to employee and boss. President, being the boss, can fire any of his employees. He told Pelley he did so in order to preserve the FBI's Russia probe in case it was an effort by Trump to terminate it. Right. You know how much interference President Trump has provided to Mount? None. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. The ones who are slinking around in dark alleys at night are the Hillary minions who dreamed up this whole Russia scandal to try and take attention away from all the laws that they were breaking and their under the cover of night coup attempt invoked the 25th Amendment. Right. We are in such trouble. The entire top two floors of the FBI should be a massive broom should be taken to them immediately. And the new attorney general appointed today should appoint a special counsel to investigate these guys. Comey and Rosenstein and Page and Strzok and the whole crew. Drag them in there under oath. And then let's see if they survive or if they end up in the Gray Bar Hotel as they should. This stuff is not America, my friends. This kind of coup attempt, this back alley kind of stuff, under the cover of darkness, claiming they're acting patriotically. This is the stuff of banana republics, not the United States of America. 18 after 3. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.